కేవలం జన్మహేతవ ప్రజానాం నిర్ణయాధానాత్ రక్షణాత్ వరణాత్ అపి సః పితా పితరః తాసాం కేవలం జన్మహేతవః సః దట్ దిలీప మహారాజ సహ మీన్స్ దట్ దిలీప మహారాజ సో దిస్ యంగ్ వాయిస్ They don't know that Saha means that person. They think that Saha is that Dilip Maharaja. They know that study there. So Saha, a Dilip Maharaja, that is the meaning. Suppose you catch hold of him somewhere and ask, what is Saha? He will say, a Dilip Maharaja, that is what he says.
Swamiji, Manoj's daughter, she says, her favorite Swamiji is Swaminiji.
So like that. Something like that. Saha, that king, Dilipa. Okay. Prajanam. Two people. Vinayadhanat. Because of training in humility.
Because of training in
humility. Adhana, panchami, you know. Panchami means because of. It is the nimitta. And adhana means training in humility. He trained people in humility. They are all humble people. How do you train people in humility? He himself is a humble person. Therefore, everybody remains humble. When the king is humble, everybody will be humble. When the king is arrogant, some of them will be arrogant and some the rest of them will be boiling in themselves. Oh, these fellows are arrogant, this and that. Whereas when the king is humble, everybody remains humble. Anyway, that is how he trained people. Then Rakshanat, because of protection. So he protected them. That is another reason. Bharanat api. Also because of nourishing them. So bharanam is nourishment, nourishing, poshanam. Tasam. To those people. Sahapita. So Dilipa Maharaja is the father. He is the father. Because what is the job of a father? He trains the children in humility and humble qualities, and then he protects them, gives them protection from elements and from other things of the society, and also he takes care of them, gives them nourishment, feeds them. That is what a father does, and that is what Dasharatha Maharaja, Dilipa Maharaja was doing to all the subjects. And therefore, he was the father to those subjects. Saha Pita. Then what about their parents? Tasam. Of those people. Pitaraha parents. Kevalam only.
Kevalam only.
Janma hetavaha. The cause of birth. So, parents means giving birth. Nourishing them and giving life, giving sustenance to them, nourishing them, teaching them some good qualities and protecting them. That is how parents, four jobs, Janma, Vinayadhana, Bharana and Rakshana, Rakshana, Bharana. Four things parents have to do, whereas he is doing three of them to all the people. And the parents are doing the remaining thing. Janma hetavaha. Therefore, they are parents all right, but he is the real father. Means a very benevolent ruler. The state is a benevolent state. You see, that kind of states are there. Suppose you go to Canada. A Canadian citizen, you see, for him medicine is free. Education is free. he need not pay money this and that. When a person becomes sick, he just goes to a hospital. That's it.
England also.
England is also like that. In France, I don't know about the education medicine part, but I know one thing. When the lady is pregnant, from the 6th month of pregnancy onwards, till she gives birth to the child and becomes normal after 1 more month or 2 more months, all that period of 3 plus 2, 5 months or 4 months, government provides a dhatri. Dhatri means an aya, to help her to cook in the home, to do whatever she could not do, and also help her. Government provides. And so a young lady, a young trained nurse, will appear at the home, and she will be living close by and spending almost the entire day, 8 hours or 10 hours at home, and she is ready to come at any time. And all expenditure is given to God. Now, this is something. So, in India also, after independence, for some sections of the society, the weaker sections of the society, the government has uplifted a lot. But only because in India it is due to corruption. As Rajiv Gandhi said, the government spends 1 rupee, the receiving end gets only 10 paisa. So 90 paisa is gone in the administration, in the process. That's why the government is sincere. I mean, the government has a good mind and they want to do a good job. And they spend money. But our 90% is wasted, only 10%. Nowadays, maybe another 10% you can have. Things have improved a little, this and that. 20% goes to the beneficiary. 80% goes into corruption. So otherwise, if this corruption is not there, or at least wherever it was not there, you see an uplift.
The tax evasion is there.
In India, nobody pays tax.
Yes, so where will they get the money to support all these?
And so they take loans and all that. And they don't get much money either, you know. They don't get much money. The government budget of India is 1/50th or 1/100th of American budget. Whereas population, you can imagine. Therefore, the budget is not real big budget compared with the population. Therefore, they don't get much money. They get little money. And most of it will go in administration. 50% will go to administration. Remaining 50%, whatever remains in that, 75% to 80% will go into corruption. 20% or 30% will go to the beneficiaries. That is how India is going on. Even then, India is doing all right. Bhagwan. So he is the real father. Okay? Now what are we doing? We first read the commentary, right? Prajanam Avatarika. Vividham pitrutvam rakshanena utpadanena cha. So the job of a father or parents is of twofold: birth and protection. Tatra tasya rakshanena pitrutvamaha. Tatra means tayoh, among those two. Two things are mentioned in those two tatra. The Dilipa Maharaja is father by virtue of protection. That is being said in the verse. Prajanamiti
Prajayante
iti prajaha
Prajayante iti
prajaha
Janaha.
That is the they take birth. Prajayante, that is the yutpatti. And therefore they are called prajaha. Prajayante iti praja. If you want ekavachanam, prajayate iti praja. So prajaha janaha also say jayante iti janaha. Upasarge cha saujnyayam iti dapratyayaha. You see, ja is the verb, pra is the upasarga. So when upasarga is there, and also when there is a name to it, like Prajapati, etc., whatever, that Saujna example will be there, you will get a Dapratyaya. So praja a, and then something happens, and so you get that a will yasyeti cha, a will disappear or whatever.
Ditva samarthya abhasya piter
lopaha. Ditva samarthya abhasya piter lopaha. So t is a, that will go away, and so praja, that is how it happens. ప్రజాస్యాత్ సంతతౌ జనే యమరః. సో ప్రజా హ్యాస్ టూ మీనింగ్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ బోత్ మీనింగ్స్. వన్ ఈజ్ ద ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ చిల్డ్రన్ సంతతి, అండ్ ద సెకండ్ ఈజ్ ద పబ్లిక్. ప్రజా మీన్స్ పబ్లిక్ జన, యూనో. తాసాం వినయస్య శిక్షాయాః ఆధానాత్ కరణాః. సో హీ అరేంజెస్ ఫర్ దేర్ వినయ. వినయ ఇస్ ఎ శిక్ష, మీన్స్ ట్రైనింగ్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ మీన్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ సన్మార్గ ప్రవర్తనాదితి యావత్.
సన్మార్గ
యావత్ మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ ఎస్సెన్స్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దిస్, హీ పుట్స్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ది రైట్ పాత్. King has to do it, you know. That is the job of a king. And the king's administration and then jurisprudence, everything is in place, then people remain in the right path. He does it. Otherwise it becomes a free-for-all. In India, it is a great free-for-all. Especially in Andhra Pradesh, nowadays, because of these agitations, this and that. It is not so bad elsewhere. In UP, it is always like that. It is a great free-for-all. In Maharashtra, etc., there is some administration and some law is followed. But in UP, there is no law. These demagogic parties are there, either BSP or SP. There is no national party in UP. It's a failure of the national parties there. And so, and UP, just by population, if you take UP by population, it is the fifth largest country in itself. By itself, it is the fifth largest country in the world by population. After China, etc., it is the fifth largest by population. And then it is a great free-for-all, no law. Andhra Pradesh is it is not that bad. It comes to second, but in lawlessness. So the duty of the government is to provide law, rule by law. That is what they have to do. That is the Vinaya Dhana. Rakshanat Bhayahetubhyaha Tranat Apannivaranaditi Yavat. So Rakshanat means protecting from the causes of fear. Bhaya Hetu Bhyaha, whatever causes are there which cause fear to general public, so from them the protection must be given by the king. Like suppose a tornado is there, the government has to construct a tornado shelter for the entire community. That is the Bhaya Hetu. So tornado shelter individuals cannot construct, you know. You cannot make a small cubicle with cement and all that. The government makes a tornado signal. When a tornado warning is given, all people will go there. So like that. That is how protection is given from the causes of fear. That is the king's job, and he does it. In India, in Andhra Pradesh, along the coast, some hurricane centers are built. When a hurricane comes, they can rush to that place. They were built when there was, in India we move from a crisis to crisis. We do not plan and all that. So there was a hurricane, 10,000 people died. And therefore central government gave some funds, and so for the next hurricane they made some centers. People can go there. They served a purpose for a while, but now they are all gone. Gone means they collapse. They don't survive that long. The government makes a building, it won't survive for long. It will stay for 10 years. That is a great effort already. Somebody has done a great job like that. So slowly they will collapse. Anyway, they have done something because of which the people were protected from some hurricanes. That is how Rakshana. దెన్ భరణాత్ అన్నపానాదిభిః పోషణాదపి అపి సముచ్చయే. అపిహి మీన్స్ ది వర్డ్ అపి, ది వర్డ్ అపి ఇట్ మీన్స్ సముచ్చయ. సముచ్చయ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ఆర్ పుట్ టుగెదర్, ఆల్ ది థింగ్స్ ఆర్ డన్ అండ్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ అండ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ హీ హాస్ డన్ ఐదర్ దిస్ ఆర్ దాట్ ఆర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెన్, నో, హీ హాస్ డన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెన్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అపి. దేర్ ఫోర్ ద థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ భరణ. భరణ ఈజ్ సో ప్రొవైడ్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ వాటర్ ఎట్సెట్రా. అన్నపానాదిభిః ఫుడ్ వాటర్ అండ్ హెల్త్ ఫెసిలిటీస్ ఆర్ ప్రొవైడెడ్. So there is everybody, there is nobody who dies without food. Everybody has food. Water is everybody has water. And etc. means health. Like that. For example, you have water here. You can go and drink water. You can tap water, you can drink. You cannot do that in Hyderabad. In Hyderabad, you cannot drink tap water. You will right away become infected. So, especially in our area, ours is Bholakpur area, there are many tanneries there. And therefore, all those tanneries impurities are dumped into the road and all that. And therefore, some of it goes into the groundwater, some of it goes mixes with the water supply pipes. Water supply pipes are surrounded by impurity water, all impurities. Therefore, some of it leaks in there. Therefore, the water you get, the municipal water supply, it is supposed to be treated water. And that will be so impure, you cannot drink it right away. So what we do, we filter it and drink. And some of the upper middle class and rich people, they purchase bottles, not small bottles, big bottles. In India, they do in a very intelligent way. All entrepreneurship will be there. So big bottles, big bottles will be there. They recycle them. So give away the old bottle and get the new bottle. Or he will deliver at home and he will take a charge. And that is a filtered and pure water. That is what they do. What I do, having started a story, I am completing the story. I take that filter from here. So now I have a filter. Those filter candles I take from here.
Bitter from
you? Huh?
Bitter?
No, no. Pure.
Oh, pure.
You are.
Yeah, yeah.
Those candles. And one candle keeps me going for 3 months. So per year I need 2 candles or 3 candles. Because most of the 6-7 months I am there, but the rest of the time I am lingering here only. So I always take those candles and I filter that water. And drink it. So that is all. So it is the duty of the government to do these basic things. And he did that. Welfare state. Suppose these things the government does, then whatever government is there, it is like pita, parents. They are providing rakshana. So very well described here. Saraja pita bhut. So that king has become a kind of a father to all the public now. Tasam pitarastu janmahe tavaha. What about their parents? So janma matra kartaraha kevalam upadakaha eva abhuvan. It's a welfare state. So the parents do only, out of the 4 things, they do only 1 thing. That means giving birth. The rest of the things the state takes care. Therefore, their parents are parents. But he is the real father. He is the father in his own right. Janana matra eva
pitrunam
vyaparaha. So the idea is, out of the 4 jobs, birth, vinayadhana, rakshana and bharana, they are doing only 1 thing, that is janana, giving birth. सदा शिक्षा रक्षणादिकन्तु एव करोति.
दि
रिमेनिंग थ्री जॉब्स ही अलोन इज डूइंग ऑल दि टाइम. सः एव करोति इति तस्मिन् पितृत्वव्यपदेशः. इति इति मीन्स देयरफॉर इति हेतु. फॉर दिस रीजन he is called pita. Yapadesha is the name. He is given the title pita. He is pointed out as pita. How can you do that? Because he is doing three jobs which parents are supposed to do. Ahushcha
sa
pita yastu poshakah
pita yastu poshakah.
That's why they say, elders say, who is the father? Yastu poshakah sa pita. Whosoever gives food and brings up is the father. Yaha janayati saha pita, yaha poshayati saha pita. Therefore, Dishadashara Dilipa Maharaja was the father. So some of these things, our politicians should read these things and study these classes so that something will go into their head and they may try to do something. Now, Shabda and Samasa, right? That is how we go. Prajayaha prajayoho prajanam.
Prajayaha prajayoho prajanam.
Prajashabdaha akaranta strilingaha.
Prajashabdaha akaranta strilingaha.
Shashti bahuvachanam.
Shashti bahuvachanam.
Vinayasya adhanam vinayadhanam.
Vinayasya adhanam vinayadhanam.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Vinayadhanat.
Vinayadhanat.
Adhanat. Adhana abhyam. Adhanebhya.
आदानात् आदानाभ्याम् आदानेभ्यः.
रक्षणात्
रक्षणात् रक्षणाभ्याम् रक्षणेभ्यः.
भरणात्
भरणात् भरणाभ्याम् भरणेभ्यः.
भरणशब्दः अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गः.
भरणशब्दः अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गः.
पञ्चम्येकवचनम्
पञ्चम्येकवचनम्
आर्युकंसे पञ्चम्येकवचनान्तः
पञ्चम्येकवचनान्तः.
वैयाकरणा विल् फील् हेपी. अपि अव्ययमु सहतौते. शब्दः दकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गः.
शब्दः दकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गः.
प्रथमैकवचनान्तः
प्रथमैकवचनान्तः.
पिता पितरौ पितरः
पिता पितरौ पितरः.
देयर सेकंड वर्ड पितरः इज देयर. माता च पिता च पितरौ, दट इज दि पेरेंट्स. सो now one parent, another one pair of parents, another pair of parents, another pair, that is how pitaraha plural has come. Otherwise pitacha matacha pitacha pitarau 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 pitarau, three pitarau, four pitarau, like that, that becomes pitaraha. That is how the plural. Okay. पितृशब्दः ऋकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गः.
पितृशब्दः ऋकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गः.
प्रथमैकवचनान्तः
प्रथमैकवचनान्तः.
प्रथमा बहुवचनान्तश्च
प्रथमा बहुवचनान्तश्च.
फालोड् करोति. तस्याः तयोः तासाम्
तस्याः तयोः तासाम्.
षब्दः दकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गः.
षब्दः दकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गः.
षष्ठि बहुवचनम्
षष्ठि बहुवचनम्.
केवलम् अव्ययम्
केवलम् अव्ययम्.
जन्मनः हेतवः जन्म हेतवः
जन्मनः हेतवः जन्म हेतवः.
जन्मनः मीन्स् टु बर्त्. हेतवः मीन्स् द कॉजेस्. दे आर् दि कॉजेस्. Means pitaraha plural, therefore hetavaha. Hetuhu hetu hetavaha.
Hetuhu hetu hetavaha.
Hetu shabdaha ukarantah pumlingaha.
Hetu shabdaha ukarantah pumlingaha.
Prathamaika prathamabahu vachanantaha.
Prathamabahu vachanantaha.
We have to do that anvaya, akanksha, okay? So, saha pita.
Saha pita.
Abhut is not there. Abhut is implied. Okay. Sahapita.
It's a part of the commentary.
Part of the commentary. Sahapita. Okay. Kasam.
Kasam.
Prajanam.
Prajanam.
Prajanam katham bhutanam.
Prajanam katham bhutanam.
Kasam.
Okay.
Kasmat.
Kasmat.
Vinayadhanat.
Vinayadhanat.
punah kasmat rakshanat punah kasmat bharanat
bharanadapi.
Okay. Pitaraha janma hetavaha.
Pitaraha janma hetavaha.
There are other sentences. There are two sentences. Therefore, akanksha will be different for both sentences separate. Okay? So, the parents are the cause of the birth. Okay? Abhuvan. Okay. Katham.
Katham.
Kevalam.
Kevalam.
Means avyayam. Kevalam means only. That is an adjective. Adverb it is. Therefore, katham. కాసాం కాసాం
కాసాం
ప్రజానాం వినయాధానాత్
ప్రజానాం వినయాధానాత్
రక్షణాత్ భరణాదపి
రక్షణాత్ భరణాదపి
తపితా పితరస్తాసాం
తపితా పితరస్తాసాం
కేవలం జన్మహేతవః
కేవలం జన్మహేతవః
హిత్యై దండయతో దండ్యాన్
హిత్యై దండయతో దండ్యాన్
పరిణేతుః ప్రసూతయే
పరిణేతుః ప్రసూతయే
అత్యర్థకామౌ తస్యాస్తాం
ధర్మ
ఏవ మనీషిణ హిత్యై దండయత దండ్యాన్ వర్ణేతు ప్రసూతయే అపి అర్థకామౌ తస్య ఆస్తాం ధర్మ ఏవ మనీషిణ దండ్యాన్ దోస్ డిజర్వింగ్ పనిష్మెంట్ స్థిత్యై ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ దండయత ది వన్ హూ పనిషెస్ ప్రసూతయే ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ పరిణేతు ది వన్ హూ మ్యారీడ్ తస్య దట్ దిలీప మహారాజ అర్థకామౌ అపి అర్థ అండ్ కామ ఆల్సో ధర్మ ఏవ ధర్మ ఎలోన్ ఆస్తాం మనీషిణ ఏ గ్రేట్ జ్ఞాని తస్య టు దిలీప్ మహారాజా. ఓకే, సో హీజ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని. జ్ఞాని మీన్స్ వెరీ పయస్ పర్సన్. జనరల్లీ త్రీ పురుషార్థాస్ ఆర్ అలౌడ్ ఫర్ ఎ గృహస్థ. యూ కెన్ పర్సూ త్రీ పురుషార్థాస్, ధర్మార్థ కామ. సో యూ మేక్ మనీ అండ్ యూ ఎంజాయ్ ప్లెజర్స్ బట్ ఫాలో ధర్మ ఆల్సో. దట్ ఈస్ ది త్రివర్గ. పురుష మోక్ష షుడ్ నాట్ బి కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ విత్ దాట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. సో పురుషార్థాస్ ఆర్ త్రీ ప్లస్ వన్, నాట్ ఫోర్. ఫోర్ యూ కెన్ సే త్రీ ప్లస్ వన్ ఈక్వల్ టు ఫోర్, దట్ వైట్ ఈస్ ఫోర్, బట్ అదర్వైజ్ 3 and 1. And 3 are allowed. Artha, Kama, Dharma. But for the Dilipa Maharaja, Artha also became Dharma. Kama also became Dharma. So suppose he punishes a person by imposing a stiff tax or a stiff penalty, he won't do it for the sake of grabbing money. He will do it for the sake of punishing the deserving. He deserves punishment, therefore you punish him, you penalize him, so that the society remains in good condition. Therefore, for him, artha, that social interaction or whatever, even that has become dharma only. Then kama. Kama is the enjoyment of life. So get married and go to picnic and honeymoon and all that. That is kama. Now he doesn't get married to go to honeymoon. He gets married so that as a king he is married and he has a son, so that the kingdom, the progeny will be there, and so there will be no problem of the hair and all that. Hair or hair and all that. Hair and all that. The problem should not be those were the monarchies, you know. And so the king should have a son. Otherwise, if the king doesn't have a son, all kinds of problems will be there. Now, what to do with that kingdom? Who will rule it? There will be internecine quarrels. If the brother-in-law wants to do that, because he has no son-in-law. The king has a son, everybody keeps quiet. and the sun occupies the throne and everybody will fall in line. So there should always be a successor, well understood, so that people won't create problems for the kingdom. And for that reason he married, not for honeymoon or picnic say. So that is why he took up grihasthashrama, to safeguard the kingdom. Therefore for him kama purushartha also became dharma. Oh my God, he is a very pious person, he is a jnani, manishi, that is what. Now, the vyakhyanam, but first avatarika, tasya artha kama vapi dharma eva astam ityaha iti aha. The poet says so. What? To him, artha and kama also became dharma. That means now he doesn't have three purusharthas, he has only one purusharthas. No, he married and he has children and he is enjoying life, no? That is also dharma. He makes money, that is also dharma. That is all. Very beautiful. Sitya iti dandam arhanti iti dandyaha. Those who deserve punishment, they are called dandyaha. That is yake. Dandadibhyo yaha
iti
yapratyayaha.
So
dandadibhyo yaha, then adi, there a list will be there. In all those cases where this in the sense of deserving, ya will come. So like that, dhanaya arha, dhanam arhati iti dhanyaha, dandam arhati iti dandiyaha, like that. So because he cannot punish those who do not deserve to be punished, he gives a verse, adandiyan dandayan raja
adandiyan dandayan raja
dandyamschaivapyadandayan
ayasho mahadapnoti.
Mahadirgham is there, should not be there. Mahadapnoti should be. And mahadirgham. Okay?
Yes,
Narakam chaiva gacchati. So, okay. Some change could be there. So the king, Raja, he punishes those who do not deserve to be punished. Means innocent people. Adandiyan dandayan. He punishes them. Such a king. Any king. Then, in the process, dandiyan adandayan. Those who need to be punished, they are left out. They are not punished. So such a king, mahat ayashaha apnoti. He gets a very big bad name in this world. And in the other world, narakam chaiva gacchati. After that, he goes to hell. This is how it is said. Iti shastra vachanat. For this is how Niti Shastra says. Accordingly, he punishes those who need to be punished. Ayesho mahadadepen. Tan dandyaneva.
Tan dandyaneva.
Chitkei loka pratishthayai.
Chitkei loka pratishthayai.
Dandayataha shikshayataha.
Dandayataha shikshayataha.
Shikshayataha tasya. That is how it will combine. So such people who are criminals, who need to be punished, they alone were punished. That too, not out of any hatred towards them. That should not be there for the king. He should not hate even a criminal. He has to punish him to teach a lesson to him and also to the society as an example. So that loka pratishtha, the social order, will remain in place. For that sake only he has to punish, not out of any grievance. He does that. Prasutaye santanayaiva parinetuhu daran parigrunhataha. So he marries parinetuhu, married. Marrying means daran parigrunhataha. Daran bahuvachanam, but meaning is one wife only. Pulinga shabda nitya bahuvachanam, like gruhan, gruhaha, gruhan. Meaning is home. Mama gruhaha. means my home, not my homes. Similarly, Mama Daraha means my wife, that is me. So he married her, name is Sudakshina, it will come. He married her, right? So that the family tree will continue. That is the idea. And a few other grihastha dharmas are also included. Manishinaha,
Vidushaha,
Doshajnyasyeti Yavat. So he is a scholar. Manishi means what? Who is a scholar? Doshajnyaha. Where there is a blemish, he knows it. So that he avoids it. That is a scholar. You see, scholar means I recite Veda from this end to that end, that is not enough. Suppose the student tells a mistake, he should know. And if the student is willing to correct himself, he should tell also. He should tell. Otherwise he thinks that I recited before that great pandit and so it all proved to be right. He thinks like that. They assume like that. Therefore, it is better to correct. But the person should be in a position to receive it. You see, one person was telling Samrat. Samrat. There is no Samrat. It is Samrat. Dergham is not there. Then one scholar was there. He said, no, Dergham is not there. Please make it transform. He says like that. He cannot tolerate evil. That is all. Like that. Out of that innocence and love for correctness of usage and all that. It should be done. Otherwise, he thinks that he is speaking all correct. You have to correct. But suppose you don't correct, he remains in the mistake. If you correct, he feels bad. That is unfortunate, you know. He should not feel bad. This is not a personal thing. One should correct. And one should be ready to be corrected also. That is the way things should be. Anyway, he is such a doshajnyaha. Vidvan vipaschit doshajnyaha.
Vidvan vipaschit doshajnyaha.
Sansudhih kovido buddhaha.
Sansudhih kovido buddhaha.
Viro manishi.
Viro manishi.
Ityamaraha. All are same meaning. Vidvan vipaschit doshajnyaha. San. San santau santaha. San means a scholar. Sudhih. So Sudhi Upasyaha in Laghu, you know, that is a scholar. Kovidaha is a scholar. Buddhaha. Dhiraha. Dhi is Buddhi, you know. So Dhiraha is a scholar. Manishi is also a scholar. This Manisha, Manishi, they all come from Kathopani in Upanishad. Hruda Manisha, Manasa Adhichakshu, Manasa, like that it is. Yeah. Anyway. Tasya, Dilipasya, Udat Dilipa, Arthakama Vapi, Dharma Eva Astam, Jyatau. So Arthakama also became Dharma to him. Asterlang. So Asabhuvi, that is the Dhatu. Asti means Stipa Nirdesha it is. For Asabhuvi, Lang is asita, astam, asam, like that. That he came asti sicho prukte, when aprukta takara follows, idagama will come. It comes following sich, but it also comes to asdhatu. Asdhatu has sakara, it is not sich, sakara. So asdhatu sakara will get, following the sakara, idagama will come to the takara. Asti sicho prukte, something like that.
Dirgha.
Idagama. So that's why it became asit. Otherwise, there is no way to get e in lung. You will not, in lung it comes, but in lung it has to come for asabhuvi. Therefore, he has to put the dhatu there. Asti sicho prukte. That is how asit came. Arthakama sadhana yoho. Danda vivaha yoho. Lokasthapana prajotpadana rupa dharmarthatvena.
Lokasthapana prajotpadana rupa dharmarthatvena.
ధర్మాత్మత్వేన అనుష్ఠానాత్ అర్థకామావపి ధర్మశేషతాం ఆపాదయన్ రాజా ధర్మోత్తరః అభూత్ ఇత్యర్థః. బ్యూటిఫుల్ లైన్. దిస్ ఇస్ వేర్ యూ గెట్ సమ్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఆఫ్ సంస్కృత్ గ్రోత్ అండ్ ఆల్. సి దండ వివాహ, దండ ఈజ్ ది సాధనం ఫర్ అర్థ. యు పెనలైజ్ ది పీపుల్ టు గెట్ మనీ అర్థ. దెన్ వివాహ ఈజ్ ది సాధన ఫర్ కామ, సో ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. కామ ఈజ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ అండ్ వివాహ ఈజ్ ది సాధన. సో అర్థకామ సాధనయో దండ వివాహయో దే ఆర్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ లైక్ దాట్. బట్ దే డి హీ డి నాట్ యూజ్ దెమ్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్పస్. హీ యూజ్డ్ దెమ్ ఫర్ వాట్ పర్పస్? లోకస్థాపన ప్రజోత్పాదన. సో అర్థ ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ ఫర్ లోకస్థాపన, టు కీప్ ఆర్డర్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ అండ్ దండ, దట్ ఈస్ దండ అండ్ వివాహ ఫర్ ప్రజోత్పాదన, టు గివ్ బర్త్ టు చిల్డ్రన్ సో దట్ ది ఫ్యామిలీ ట్రీ కంటిన్యూస్, దట్ ఈస్ ది వివాహ. సో బోత్ ఆర్ ధర్మ, దే ఆర్ నాట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, దే ఆర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ. వాట్ ఆర్ లోకస్థాపన ఈజ్ ధర్మ అండ్ ప్రజోత్పాదన ఈజ్ ధర్మ. సో నౌ అర్థ బికేమ్ ధర్మ అండ్ కామ ఆల్సో బికేమ్ ధర్మ. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ హీ హాజ్ పర్సూడ్ అర్థ కామ ఆల్సో ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ అనుష్ఠాన. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ అర్థ అండ్ కామ బికేమ్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు శేష, మీన్స్ పార్ట్ అంగ, ది బికేమ్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు ధర్మ. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ హీ డిడ్. దెర్ఫోర్ దట్ రాజా హీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ధర్మోత్తర అభూత్. ఉత్తర మీన్స్ మెయిన్. సో అర్థ అండ్ కామ ఆర్ దేర్ బట్ ధర్మ ఈజ్ ది డామినెంట్ థింగ్. సో పీపుల్ ఆర్ అర్థోత్తర కామోత్తర, దే డూ సమ్ పూజ అకేషనల్లీ బట్ అర్థోత్తర, వెల్త్ ఓన్లీ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సమ్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ బట్ కామోత్తర, భోగాస్ ఓన్లీ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి లైక్ దట్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ధర్మోత్తర. ఈవెన్ వైల్ ఫాలోయింగ్ అర్థ కామ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ధర్మోత్తర. థింగ్ వాస్ లైక్ దాట్. ఆహ చ గౌతమ, గౌతమ ధర్మశాస్త్ర, గౌతమ ఈజ్ ధర్మశాస్త్ర గై. సో హీ సేస్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. గౌతమ స్మృతి ఇట్ ఈస్. పూర్వాన్న మధ్య దినాపరాన్న, మధ్య దినాపరాన్న అఫలాన్ కుర్యాత్. పూర్వాన్న మీన్స్ మార్నింగ్, మధ్య దిన ఇస్ నూన్, అపరాన్న ఇస్ ఆఫ్టర్ నూన్. దీస్ త్రీ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డే షుడ్ నాట్ బి వేస్టెడ్. అఫలాన్న కుర్యాత్, they should not be made fruitless, they must be put to good use. So morning, noon and after, all the three periods should be put to good use. How? Yatha shakti dharmartha kamebhyaha. So how to make them fruitful? To the extent you can, yatha shakti. How? By employing those periods of time for dharmartha and kama. So you make some money, do some business, whatever, and some enjoyment is also there, and some dharma is also there, puja etc., sandhyavandana etc. You see which is the type. So there must be dharma, artha and kama in all the three periods of the day, and then in sleep there is nothing. Sleep is the no dharma, no artha, no kama. So the waking state, divide it into three units, and then in all the three units, to the extent possible, pursue dharma, artha and kama, all the three. Okay, but then he says he has something more to add to that. Teshu dharmottarasya,
teshu dharmottarasya.
So you pursue all the three, but please see that dharma dominates in all situations. So one should be dharmottaraha, dharmaha uttaraha yasya saha. One should be like that. That is Gautama Smurti. And so this king, he followed that lifestyle, so he can be really called dharmottaraha. People should not be kamottaraha and arthottaraha, they should be dharmottaraha. Moksha will come later, but first you have to take care of the dharma part. Okay.
Tasya arthakamau
astam,
arthakamau astam
so that is the sentence. Okay. Kaha astam dharma eva astam kasya tasya tasya katham bhutasya manishinah punah katham bhutasya dandayatah kan dandyan tasyai sityai punah katham bhutasya vadine tuhu కస్యై ప్రసూతయే ఫాలోయింగ్ అన్వయ శబ్ద స్థిత్యై స్థితిభ్యాం స్థితిభ్యః మత్యై స్థితి శబ్ద ఇకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ చతుర్థ్యేకవచనాంత దండయత దండయతో దండయతాం పచ్యత దండయచ్ఛబ్దః తకారాంత పుంలింగః షష్ఠ్యేకవచనాంతః దండం అర్హంతీతి దండ్యాః తాన్ దండ్యాన్ దండ్యం దండ్యౌ దండ్యాన్ దండ్యశబ్దః అకారాంత పుంలింగః ద్వితీయా బహువచనైకా ద్వితీయా బహువచనాంతః ఫాలోయింగ్ పరిణేతు పరిణేత్రో పరిణేతృణాం ధాతు ధాత్రో ధాతూనాం పరిణేతృ శబ్ద ఋకారాంత పుంలింగ షష్ఠ్యేకవచనాంత ప్రసూత్యై ప్రసూతయే ప్రసూతిభ్యాం ప్రసూతిభ్యః లైక్ స్థిత్యై ఆల్సో యూ షుడ్ సే లైక్ స్థిత్యై స్థితయే స్థితయే స్థితిభ్యాం స్థితిభ్యః something like the national source nadi saunya vikalpa hai prasuti shabd hai ikarant strilinga
prasuti shabd hai ikarant strilinga
chaturthe kavachananta api avyayam arthascha kamascha arthakamau kamah kamau kamah
kamah kamau kamah
dharmah
ధర్మశబ్ద
కారాంత పుంలింగ
ధర్మశబ్దనైకవచనాంత
ఇన్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ కామౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద్వివచనాంత ప్రథమ ద్వివచనాంత తయో శబ్ద దకారాంత పుంలింగ షష్ఠ్యేకవచనాంత ఆసీత్ ఆస్తాం ఆసన్ ఆసీ ఆస్తం ఆస్త ఆసం ఆస్వ ఆస్మ
ఆసం ఆస్వ
ఆస భువి
అస భువి
ఇస్మాత్ ధాతోః
ఇస్మాత్ ధాతోః
పరస్మై హౌ టు సే దట్ పరస్మై పదే పరస్మైపదినః
పరస్మైపదినః
లంగి
లంగి
ప్రథమ పురుష
ప్రథమ పురుష
ద్వివచనాంతః
ద్వివచనాంతః నితి రసస్య
నితి హ్రస్వశ్చ నాట్ నసింగస్వశ్చ నితి హ్రస్వశ్చ ఐ ఆల్వేస్ మేక్ దిస్ మిస్టేక్ నితి హ్రస్వశ్చ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ సెంటెన్సెస్ దేర్ ఇన్ నితి హ్రస్వశ్చ సో హ్రస్వశ్చ యు నో గుడ్ ఐ గాట్ ఇట్ నౌ థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫర్ రిమైండింగ్ ది రైట్ వన్ సో ఏవావ్యయం మనీషా అస్య అస్తి ఇది మనీషీ మనసః ఈషా మనీషా దిస్ ఇస్ ది టిలోప టిలోప ఇస్ దేర్ యు నో దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ వార్తికం ఫర్ ఇట్ సో అకార్డింగ్ టు దట్ వార్తికం మనీషా దట్ మనస్ ఈషా అస్ విల్ గో మనీషా తస్య మనీషిణః మనీషిణః మనీషిణోః మనీషిణాం మనీషిన్ శబ్దః నకారాంత పుంలింగః
ప్రత్యేకవచనం
మనీషిణాం దీర్ఘం శుద్ధార్థి మనీషిణాం గుణినః గుణినోః గుణినాం వారినః వారినోః వారీణాం. దట్ ఈజ్ అజంత శబ్ద గెట్స్ దీర్ఘం, హలంత శబ్ద ఓంట్ గెట్ దీర్ఘం. స్థిత్యై దండయతో దండ్యాన్ పరిణేతు ప్రసూతయే అభ్యర్థకామౌ తస్యాస్తాం
కర్మ
ఏవ మనీషిణః.
హరిః
ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణ.